My name is Kanae, and I'm a junior from Showa Women's University. Today, I have a wonderful guest, Mr. Gary Wolf. He is a corporate communication consultant. Today, I'd like to ask him some questions. Hi, Gary.
Hi, Kanae.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. It's nice to be here.
So, you are from Texas?
Houston, Texas, yes.
Yeah. So when did you come to Japan?
A very, very long time ago. I came in April of 1991, if you can believe it. So It's almost been 19 years.
So you came here by yourself?
I did.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So what brought you to Japan?
A divorce.
Really?
Yeah, that was the main reason I came. It was a very sad time in my life, and I came here to start over.
I see.
Yeah, and I'm really glad I did. It's just been great.
So what was your image of Japan before you came here?
I didn't really have a strong image other than just, in America we buy a lot of Japanese products, electronic goods and cars and stereos and cameras. And so I think that many Americans' impression of Japan are electronics and cars and those sort of things. But I've always been fascinated with Mount Fuji, and because I'm a mountain climber, and just Japanese culture in general.
I see.
Yeah.
What was your first impression of Japan when you arrived at Japan?
Well, I think the first impression was how crowded the subways and trains were. I just couldn't believe they could squeeze that many people on one train car. In Texas, we rarely have such a very crowded situation. Everything's wide open spaces, and we drive everywhere, and people are very far apart. So that was one impression that I had.
I see. So you've been in Japan for...
Almost 19 years,
believe
it or not.
So was the idea of Japan changed?
You mean, has my idea of Japan changed through the years? Yeah, I think a little bit. I've gotten to learn more and more about the culture, and I've made a lot of good friends and climbed a lot of mountains and traveled many places in Japan. So yeah, I have a very, very different impression now.
So what was the curious or surprising thing for you when you first came to Japan?
I think one of the things was how dressed up people are. You know, in America, even business people, we don't dress up so much, you know, but pretty casual, yeah. But in Japan, it's almost like everybody's like they work on Wall Street, you know, they're like bankers and very, very high class dressing, very formal attire. And so that was a big, big shock for me at first. Yeah. In a good way, you know. I was very impressed.
Do you miss anything from Texas?
I think what I miss the most about Texas is the food.
I see.
Especially Texas barbecue. It's kind of hard to get in Japan. My dad was the best Texas barbecue chef, and he could prepare everything, you know, ribs and sausage and steaks and barbecue chicken, and it was so wonderful. But I also miss Tex-Mex, Mexican food.
Oh.
Yeah, there are a few places in Japan where you can get good Mexican food, but there's nothing like Tex-Mex. Authentic Texican-style Mexican food.
Where can you get good Mexican food? Texas food.
Texican. Tex-Mex. Texican food.
Where can you get good Texican food in Japan?
My favorite place so far is El Torito, and it's a chain Mexican restaurant in Tokyo. The original shop was in Omotesando, but they're all over three or four shops. But pretty good replica of authentic Tex-Mex food. Yeah, that's been my best place so far that I found in Tokyo.
I see. So do you like Japanese food?
Yeah, very, very much. My favorite is yakitori. Yeah. Negima shio gohon onegai shimasu. Oh, I'm sorry, that's Japanese.
Thank you very much for answering all my questions. It was very nice talking to you. I'm Kanae from Showa Women's University, and this is What's Up Setagaya. Thank you, Gary.
Thank you, Kanae. It was nice being here.